Johannesburg and eMlahleni 21, Pretoria 20. The uMkhonto we Sizwe party has submitted a motion of no confidence against Finance Minister Ino Godongwana to Parliament. The motion of no confidence follows Godongwana's rescission of the VAT hike on a Thursday, in a week before the increase had to be implemented. Mangaliso Kamal reports.
The MK party says Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana has failed the nation, accusing him of choosing a VAT hike that hits the poor the hardest while refusing to tax the wealthy or luxury goods. They argue that his actions have harmed the economy and disregarded the goals of the National Development Plan. In response, the MK party has formally filed a motion of no confidence in Parliament. They are calling on members of Parliament to support the motion and stand in solidarity with the working class. The party maintains that South Africa needs a finance minister who prioritizes the needs of the people over the interests of capital. Mangaliso Khumalo for Jacaranda FM News.
The Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure, Dean McPherson, has welcomed the High Court in Pretoria's dismissal of an interdict application to suspend the appointment of five trustees to the Independent Development Trust Board. The application was filed by the Black Forum of South Africa. The Minister says the ruling demonstrates beyond a doubt that he acted in the best interest of ethical governance at the IDT in opposition to the application.
The ruling therefore reinforces my resolve to clean up the IDT and restore ethical governance after years of allegations and maladministration. Despite the repeated public attacks I have faced, the ruling reaffirms that I will not be bullied or backed down from my work at the IDT to ensure that it delivers social infrastructure to communities who need it the most.
Eskom says in the past 24 hours, a total of 3,320 megawatts of generation capacity has been restored, ensuring a stable power system with enough supply to meet the long weekend's demand. The power utility implemented stage 2 load shedding on Thursday afternoon after the loss of generation units and higher than expected electricity demands. Eskom's spokesperson, Daphne Mokwena.
Planned maintenance continues to ensure system readiness for increased winter demand, to meet regulatory requirements, and to ensure environmental compliance. Year to date, 7,164 megawatts of the generation capacity has been under planned maintenance on average. This equates to 15.32% of generation capacity.
And the funeral of Pope Francis is expected to start at any moment, with dignitaries from across the world attending. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, from former US President Biden and current President Trump, has arrived in Vatican City. The funeral will be presided over by the Dean of the College of Cardinals, Giovanni Battista Re. The Pope will be buried at the Santa Maria Maggiore Basilica, a break from tradition. I'm Emil Pinaar, hoofdnieuws die die MK party voer in 'n motie van wantroue teen die minister van finansies.
Jacaranda FM.
Come on!
Jacaranda FM. This is the CTM Top 40.
Baby.
With Danny Painter, CTM proud sponsor of the CTM Top 40. CTM, big savings, more style. Now. From the station that plays more music you love, our weekly countdown has just got more. 20 songs more. On the CTM Top 40. Danny, tell them.
That is right. It is the biggest chart show you have ever heard. And if you're new, welcome. If it's loud, that's because we are out and about today at Meet World in Springs. You are welcome to come and say hello. There is such a big concert that is about to kick off. Francis and Coke, DJ Zandy, Bernice West, Mikasa, loads of food stalls, loads of giveaways. I will tell you all about it. But first, more music you love as we count down your 40 biggest songs on Jacaranda FM. Interviews and new singles from DR, Joy Amoe, Van Straten, in Janie Bay, and a chance to win a 1,000 Rand Spur voucher. All of that and more you can follow along on jacarandafm.com. Let's kick it off.
The CTM Top 40 on Jacaranda FM starts in 40. 39.